Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Trips the Station. You are now tuned in to Egypt E in the AM. All aboard the Monday train. Enjoy your ride.
Another great, big, beautiful rising here in the Piscataway area, Maryland Republic. And I hope wherever you are this morning, on your way to work, on your way to school, on your way to a party, on your way to get groceries, on your way to take the babies to school, it does not matter where you are, where you're going, where you've been. It all matters that you woke up this morning. And it is a great morning, and I love you. I love you, and I love you some more. So I feel like if your morning started off rough, if it started off shaky, if you jumped out of bed on the wrong side of your bed, just believe that it's going to get better for you because you are the real MVP. Think about it. You woke up this morning, and the sun was shining somewhere on this beautiful globe, and for that reason, you were able to rise this morning with beautiful, beautiful sun rays beaming down, bringing up the beautiful grasses. The sun was able to rise this morning, and you were able to rise with it, and because of that, once again, you're the real MVP. MVP. So like I said, good rising, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful start to your morning so far. And even if you're not having such a wonderful start and it's just a maso minos kind of start, then don't worry about this. We're going to get you going because just know that this morning that you're having, or this dysfunction, a weekend that you may have had, or whatever have you, whatever came your way, just know that that was supposed to happen because that's part of the game, part of the game. And last week we talked about environmental resources. And so this week we're going to talk about the game of life. Because now that we've made it down the list of things that you need to keep in mind, the list of elements that make up what we know today as living, we know today as striving and thriving and all of those words that mean you're not only existing, but you're also living. You're taking the breath in your lungs and the breath in your body, and you're not taking that for granted. You're taking that as life, and you're living, and you're cherishing it, and you're not just sitting down and just purely existing just because you can. And what that means is if you're just existing in life, you're going to always exist as an entity, as a spirit, as a soul, as a being. Will not go out of existence, no matter how you try to flip it, whatever. People say, hey, you might lose your soul. Well, that's fine, but your soul is going to just be a little, what do you call it, ruffled and maybe dead to a degree, but you will still have it. It'll still exist in this realm, in this world, in this universe. So that being said, just because you exist does not mean that you are living, and because you're not living, you feel as if you're not successful. You may feel as if this morning was terrible. You may feel as if this world just was meant to break you. And in some ways, guess what, guys? This world was meant to break you, shake you, press you, and all of that good. But at the same time, it was simply so that you would prosper, so that you are able to overcome, so that you are able to climb out of whatever darkness that you find yourself in right now with the light of your own soul. And see, that's what we need to think about this morning, because when you are in the game, if you're playing a game, let me think of a game that I played that terrifies me to the depths of no return, because I'm that kid. It's funny because we celebrated Mother's Day, of course, yesterday on the 14th here, and we also celebrated my sister's birthday as well. And as I say that, because my sister she's phenomenal. My brother is phenomenal when it comes to football games. I'm pretty sure they can hang at the football games too, but they're both very phenomenal at video games. And when I say video games, I mean, it doesn't matter. My sister is like, she wants to do engineering, but like video game engineering. So I guess in some form, yes. And she will play any type of game. My brother is the same way. They're very, very, very good at video games. I, on the other hand, I was very good at James Bond or 007. For those of you who know that era back in the 90s and the early 2000s, that was me. That is where I stayed. That is as good as I got. But they would play some of the most outlandish, horrific, and scary games. And see, something about me, I love horror and paranormal types of movies and things like that. And which is cool. I can deal with that, you know, and I still, my heart races a little bit, and I get into it, and I get scared, I get spooked sometimes, but not really spooked, because it doesn't carry through the night or anything like that. It's just at that moment when the thing jumps out of the screen, I'm like, and all that good stuff. Well, they will play the horror games that are around that kind of, you know, thingamajig. Not going to happen. Tried it one time with Resident Evil, and I almost died. Will not be running myself into a hot mess. Not going to do it. And the reason I say that, and I said all of that, is because your life may look like a horror game. It may look like the worst action game in the world in reality. I don't know. It could look like so many types of games that just you're looking at it right now, because you may not be the perfect gamer in life. So with that being said, it could look like Mario Kart or Final Fantasy, far as I care. But for you, the challenge may be that you can't understand the levels, and you haven't really picked up on the cheat codes in the game of life. Because for everyone, because you are you, you have your own very special cheat codes. Because the game is destined to, and the name of the game is to break you, shake you, and press you, and challenge you, and send you obstacle after obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, so that you are able to rise above those obstacles, rise above those challenges, rise above any of those depths and those abysses and those pitfalls that have came to break you or to give you that extra challenge or whatever it is. So with that being said, when you're playing these games, or when you're playing the game, or your game, shall I say, so pick your favorite horror movie game, or pick your favorite action, whatever your life looks like. Think about it in terms of a game, and think about it in terms of, what is my strategy? What does my strategy look like? What am I going to do to get past this level that I am on? And for most people, we don't take the time out to really focus on the fact that we were equipped with all that we needed. Think about when you see a game, and like I said, I don't know who all out there is really a gamer, but I know you've all seen the commercials for it, because this is 2017, and nowadays, if you haven't seen a commercial for a Wii or a Nintendo Switch, Xbox something, PlayStation 582, I don't know, there's so many games, you have them on your phones, you have them everywhere. You know what games look like, and you know what happens in a video game. You know what happens on a board game. Think about the game of life. Hint, hint, favorite game over here. Yes, I love that game all the time. And if you let me tell it, I always beat Frank. That's all I'm saying. No questions asked. But that said, the game of life is a perfect example of life as a general standard. You know, you have your car insurance, you have the tree that falls on the house, you have, you know, something goes wrong at the kid's school, and then you have to pay the little extra money out, yada, 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 all that good stuff. It is a game, and life is a game. And life is also a game that is set up for you to win, because you come into this world with, what did we talk about in the beginning? You come into this world with you. You come into this world with your gifts and your talents and your skill sets that you're able to achieve, and all of these things. You come into this world with your family. You come into this world with environmental resources. You come into this world with just pure life. You come into this world with existence. You come into this world to receive and to gain and to earn experiences upon experiences upon experiences, like, whoa. So that being said, you are perfectly equipped for element number 7, and that is the game of life. People, yes, you are equipped. You have been equipped. You were ready for this. You were prepared for this. This is the reason that you are here. So there is no reason for you to say this morning that, hey, I got up on the wrong side of the bed and I can't get back straight. I can't get back on track. I can't get my life moving. I can't get to work today. I can't get to school today. I can't get to take the kids to daycare today because life has me down. No, 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 no. In every language that no exists, no, 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 because you are the master of your own game board. And for you to even assume for the first, for the smallest, for the minutest second of time that you don't have what it takes, that you cannot master this game, you are being stuck in a state of denial. You are being stuck in a state of what do I want to call it? Not even denial. No, I don't even want to use the word denial. In a state of fear, in a state of intimidation. There you go. I like intimidation better. You are now intimidated by the life that you have. And with that being said, I need you to be rooted. I need you to be aware, in peace. I need you to be at peace with the fact that this is the game of life and it is yours to win, and that you have all the skills, you have all the talents, you have all the gifts, you have all of the love, you have all of the environmental resources and the family and all that you need. To get up out of the mess you're in, to escape all the pitfalls that you're in. So with that being said, root yourself in some peace, my loves, and I will be right back. Don't want to.
be afraid. Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. It's not too late, free from hate. Think of the future that we could create. Face the facts today. There's a better way. Take one step back.
Welcome back. And I just love that song. I don't know about you guys, but I love that song. And I felt like that would be a great song to kind of throw in there to let you know that you need to be rooted in peace. Because guess what? This world is set up for you, blown up, to live a life of constant walking in fear. And the reason I say that is because life is going to be set up with mines and grenades and all of those tragic things that cause you explosions in life, extra fires and things that, you know, you wouldn't normally think about.
you wouldn't consider as part of life. But we're talking about, remember this, we're talking about playing games and being a video gamer or a virtual gamer in this mindset that you have here. Remember that you should always be steps ahead of yourself when you're thinking. And I say that because in reality, you think a lot slower than your body reacts. You think a lot slower than your intuition reacts. So you consciously have to think 10 miles, 20 miles, a million miles ahead of yourself so that you can keep up with the fact that your body was programmed already to know that you were going to face these issues, and it was prepared to help you deal with them in advance. So you're programmed at birth, not even at birth, before birth, but we'll just say at birth. You're programmed at birth to handle anything because your body is naturally programmed to handle it, but you may react to something and not understand why you reacted to something. You may react to something and not even understand that you did react to something. But you know, if you are able to be conscious of your reactions or your body's reactions, your mental reactions or your spiritual reactions, there you go, not even mental, your spiritual reactions or your soulful reactions, when you are conscious that you're able to do that, guess how much more powerful you can be. I don't know if you guys watch Dragon Ball Z, but me and Frank are adamant about watching Dragon Ball Z. And if anybody doesn't know it right now, this is just letting you know that Adult Swim, Dragon Ball Z be coming on now again. From the 90s, or was it 90s or the early 2000s? One of them. Whenever we got it over here in the good Northwest of Mexico, that is when I started watching it. And let's just say the Dragon Ball Z Super is out now, and it's coming on, you know, every Saturday on Cartoon Network. And I am, adamant about watching it. Because, one, I found that the newer episodes give you a more human side to, you know, all of the characters, Goku or Kakarot, Vegeta, everyone, Chi-Chi, any of the characters are now more human. You're starting to see them live their life and deal with things like we deal with. Like they go through a stage of peace and then they come out of peace and they're at war again with some deity that they're not able to, you know, defend themselves against. And so something that is very, very rampant in this new episode, these new episodes, is the idea that we're faced with challenges and we're faced with issues that we're already we are already spiritually and divinely prepared to deal with. We're already able to handle these situations, but we are not at that ability where we have tapped into our, you know, star player mode, or we haven't tapped into expert mode on the video game that we're playing. And so when I would encourage anyone who hasn't watched Dragon Ball Z and who hasn't kept up with any of the sagas, I would say, hey, dabble in it a little bit, but I would definitely encourage you while the season is on and while this new part of Dragon Ball Z is taking place, or shall I say this new level of Dragon Ball Z is taking place, definitely tune in if you have the ability to. Go to Cartoon Network, and it comes on Saturday nights, and I can't remember exactly what time, because a lot of times we end up catching it on demand because we're running, and we don't have a time to sit down on that Saturday to watch it. But I would encourage you to, because it deals with a lot of life. It deals with all of those things that you don't see coming, but you have to prepare yourself for. And when you have the opportunity to get even more prepared spiritually, mentally, physically for it, do that. You don't just stop. Don't be complacent, because in this game, you're playing a game of legs, limbs, hearts, everything. There's a game of it's just capture in a sense. But the difference is you can get blown off your space. I look at it like the game of Minesweeper. And if you guys remember Minesweeper growing up, Minesweeper was like, it was a game where you had to get away from the mines. And it was like calculation involved, I believe. I'm not sure because I was very bad at the game, played it once or twice on my first computer. And then I kind of said, you know what, this is just not me. I'm not going to get it, which is me being intimidated by a game. And yeah, exactly. So that being said, the game Minesweeper was very, 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 a very big game for a lot of people. A lot of people know the game and they play the game and they've learned to master the game to a certain degree. Well, that is your life, because every day you step out of this door, you're going to run into issues. You're going to run into fires. You're going to run into pitfalls. You're going to hit grenades if you don't mind your feet. And that is our morning message for today's Monday train. You need to mind your feet. Mind your feet and know that when you are taking these steps, you need to be prepared and you need to use your intuition for its purpose. You need to make sure your intuition is at the forefront of living and is at the forefront of existing and is at the forefront of just being. Because with that being said, once you start living and once you start paying attention to your intuition and you start seeing some of the things that are coming before you, you're going to start to realize, wait a minute, I faced something like this in the past and I know there's something I can do to help me get out of this. Or I remember facing something that's similar to this, and that those experiences, those skills I learned from that, that heartbreak that I felt, I know I don't want to feel it again. So I'm going to figure out how to get out of the mess that I am in. I'm going to figure out how to lift myself up. I'm going to figure out how to rise above all of this craziness. And that being said, I say, go forth and conquer. This game is simple. Do you, homie? Do you, baby? Do you, honey, child, boo-boo thing? Do you, queen, king? It doesn't matter. Just do you. And remember, when you do you, do not allow anyone to come on your game board and tell you that you're moving the wrong direction. Let people assist you. Allow people to help you. And allow people to give you love when they need to give you love and be a resource when they need to be a resource. But trust your inner being. Trust your intuition. Do you. And I promise you, the game of life will get smoother because you were tailored to your own game board. You were tailored for your own gaming system. You were tailored to do this jump. You were tailored to get this right. So don't fear, don't worry, just mind your feet. Just mind your feet. Because this world is crazy. This world is crazy. And we have to make it uncrazy. We have to make it better. And so, you know, and for today, I'm about to post it, you know, right about now. I posted a little bit ago. You guys are lucky. So you can go to EgyptEnglish.com now. And for everybody who's wondering, that is up and running again. The new site will be up and running eventually. I am taking my time with my new baby. So go to that and check out my latest post. It's Love is Unity, Beings All, Because All Beings Matter. And that is a dope one about my spirit animal. So I'm just going to take you out for the last, you know, little bit of this episode. And we're going to kick it with the king for another week. And I'm going to hit you with some Kool-Aid. Because what's better than sitting at a stop sign at the top of the road, chilling with a cup of Kool-Aid and just relaxing, having a good time. It doesn't matter. I love you guys. I love you guys. My understakamienda. Stagon one. Have a great day. Have a wonderful day. And once again, Nampe, be good rising. I love you. I love you. Can't say it enough to you. I love you. Have a good one.
Yo, what's up? What up, Queen? I'm digging on your qualities. Pretty face with a fat cosmology. God damn, I'm looking at an odyssey. It's written in the stars. Make room for your prophecy. Who me? I'm an ill type, nigga. race in the chat with the real hype killers. I'm trying to smoke one, know a real nice dealer. I'm trying to stroke some, got a real nice figure, baby girl. I can teach you all about the world, tell you about the stuff, justify the wars, crusades over Kool-Aid, talking over Lupe, young Doc, cobber, cops and robbers, young shotter, just looking for a starter on my journey to the truth. Stop fucking with them cowards, I'm the motherfucking truth. Let loose, set your mind free, let a nigga bring you back to the time where you used to run the world, baby girl.
Yeah, and peace, love to my earth queen. Yeah, fuck wrong with these 13. Yeah, goddess, a modest. Yeah, queen come alive again. Yeah, smoke herb on an aisle again. Yeah, make love, we can make a moon, we can make a sun. No matter how it looks, it's still kingdom cush, let's get it.
By the way, Bay and Frank, oh shit, oh you knew that? You heard about a brother, yo, they saying I'm the new crack. I style on the new jack, I wild with a few cats. I'm proud cause you too stuck, I'm trying to get some digits. You trying to get these riches, you trying to blow down on a pound and get lifted. I'm trying to get down right now with the business. You talking hit you up, but I'm talking about the quickness. I'm trying to pin you up, got you stuck when I lick it up. Girl, let me fuck, got you stuffed when I dig it up. Baby said my name's and my name ain't no gang. You can barely breathe, scratch and squeeze when I slang. These other bitches hating when they see you with my chain. These other niggas mad cause you keep it for your king. We gon' keep it true, fuck what everybody say. But still with me and you, shit, I gotta keep it plain. You know I'm tryna talk,
yeah. And peace, love to my earth queen. Yeah, fuck wrong with these 13. Yeah, goddess, I'm modest. Yeah, queen come alive again. Yeah, smoke herb on an aisle again. Let's make love, we can make a move. Make a sign, no matter how it looks, it's still kingdom cush, let's get it.